In 2006, Justin Wells moved from Richmond, Kentucky to Lexington with one goal: start a band. In July of 2006, Wells found what he was searching for and the creation of Fifth on the Floor. Since then, the band has amassed a dedicated following not just in Lexington, but across the country as well. Wells attributes the dedication of the local fan base and the approach of trying to stay locally connected to a success he says not a lot of other touring bands have.
Not everybody is successful with having a good draw in their hometown, which seems kind of strange, but, you know, I think a part of that is, you know, we didn't start out as a touring band. We kind of learned how to be a band and learned how to be in a bar. First, unfortunately, in the first couple of years, we just kind of played the area.
The success of the band has continued to grow. Fifth on the Floor is currently signed to Entertainment Music One, which is the largest music label in Nashville. The band released their latest album, Ashes and Angels, in March of 2013. The album itself was produced by Shooter Jennings, the son of the legendary Waylon, and it charted number 63 on the Billboard country charts. While the band has gone through some personnel changes, Wells believes there is a new fire in the band and that their success will continue as long as the band works for it.
For all the people that complain about the music business and how, oh, it's so hard and it's, you know, it's just a matter of luck and all this, I just kind of disagree. I think it's like any other business in that, you know, if you work hard and you push and you go after those opportunities rather than waiting on them to fall in your lap, you're going to get some measure of success.
Fifth on the Floor will be performing at Buster's on December 14th. More information about the band can be found at fifthonthefloor.com. For WUKY News, I'm DeBron Thomas.